بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we're in this first Jumu'ah of this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, alhamdulillah, with Iman in this great time. Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got news from a friend, my friend, in the morning last Friday, last 29th of Shaban, we'll just say. His sister-in-law passed away in England. Then later on, we got the news, our beloved Ustaz, Hazrat Maulana Bilal Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, Allah prolong his shadow over the Ummah with Afia, who comes every year with Maulana Abdurrahim Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, to Medina Masjid program, except the last 2 years. His mother passed away. She must have been 90, 100, I don't know, over 80, 90 probably years old. Nawar Allah Murkadah, Allah give Marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. 29 of Shaban. They didn't get Ramadan. And then Ramadan started the day after. This is Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah, give us blessing in the month of Rajab, in the month of Shaban, make us reach Ramadan. Some people, they don't get Ramadan. They only got last year Ramadan. Huh? Are we going to get next year Ramadan? We're in Ramadan, are we going to finish Ramadan? That thing which is yaqeen, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, is going to come any time without any appointment to everyone. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. 3 times Allah says in the Quran. Every soul has a taste of a death. All this efforts and all what we do is for that real life. This fasting and everything is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, alhamdulillah, month is passing by. You know, what we should do, this 1 month, spend in a manner which is the best. It will have effect on 11 months of the year. How you spend Ramadan, that's the way your year will go. I mentioned before too, fast in the true sense. Don't let your eyes wander around. Don't do zina of the eyes. I said, turn off your WhatsApp. One of the things I do is take out my WhatsApp. I don't have WhatsApp. If you might show that I might have WhatsApp, but check when I checked it. Let's show you before Ramadan. Because why? I don't have WhatsApp. It's off. Yesterday a father was complaining about his son. And he was saying he plays video game and this and that. So I said to him, look, I'm going to show you my phone right now. If I have the WhatsApp app here, you can play 3 hours per day. Say to your father, your father's right here, he's listening. If I have WhatsApp on this. So he goes, you don't use WhatsApp? I go, all through the year, I'm in the fitna of WhatsApp. But 1 month, I take it off. There's benefits too, especially for, I have people from Makkah, from Bangladesh, from, you know, Makkah Mukarrama, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. I have people, but they know that too. Fahad Makki, he text messaged me yesterday that he finished his Umrah or something. Just yesterday or the day before. Why? They know, everybody knows. They know WhatsApp. That's one little thing I can do. And I want to share it, so maybe somebody might copy me. When you do something, make intention that somebody might copy some good you do. Always in your life. It will save you from riya, ostentation too. So have a timetable. People don't have timetables. People do anything. They wake up anytime, sleep anytime. This is not a believer's life. Inna salata kana lil-mu'mina kitaban mawquta. Salat is upon prescribed time. It is a timetable. So you know what? Right now, for example, last week was holiday for school. Late March break, April break. Right? So now, as a student who was waking up every morning on the computer, his eyes strained all day, right? So what is it? That now I don't have school, so I wake up at 12, 1 o'clock? Ridiculous. You become sick. Elders, if you sleep, you know, people of normal, if 6, 7 hours, 8 hours the most. You know, people sleep 10, 15 hours and they say, wow, look how tall they are. Because you grow when you sleep, right? So if I sleep very tall people, I go, you're a good sleeper probably, right? And maybe they get a lot of good dreams too. Kullu tawilun ahmak is a saying. That's just a saying in our, even your students, we used to hear that. All long people are idiots. No, that's bewakuf. But that's not true. There are many lovely long ones too. But meaning, a person doesn't need to sleep too much. People sleep too much. Not too less either. If you don't have 6 hours of sleep, no good. Have 6 hours at least, adult. Or check what the studies say. This is mine's from Hazrat Gangoi, from our Kabir Mashaikh. I'm narrating things that what the physical body needs. And when you get older, uncles here with white beard and 60, 70, who they sleep 10, 15 hours maybe. My dad, he sleeps all through the day right now, 84, 85 years old. And he can't eat. He won't eat. He has to eat, right? That's uzar. When it's your time to really sleep, too, in the grave, you'll be getting all your fruits of dunya in the grave, in the akhirat. And when you grow old, and when you can't do what you've done when you were young, you'll get all the reward. Remember that, beloved friends. Right now, when you're young, do whatever you can. Do whatever you can. Have a target. I say to Hufaz, right? We have Hufaz here. How many Quran khatams are you going to do? If I hear one or two, I say, one or two, you're hafiz of the Quran? And you're only going to do one or two Quran khatams? Just if you read the Tarawih, well, right now we do three paras, but if you're in normal masjid, one para, if you read it like about five times, so by the end of Ramadan, you've done five Quran khatams. And you have to read the whole Tarawih portion five times or so. If you do ten days, if you just read the three paras, who fall in three paras, right, one time, in the next ten, another one time, you've done three Quran khatams, in three paras per day. I'm saying the three paras are in Tarawih for a hafiz. I'm saying it's very, very easy. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Qutub al-Aqtab, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, rahmahullah alayhi, once wrote a letter to his friends that Hazrat Imam Shafi and Imam Hanifa, they used to do two Qurans, one at night, one in day. Let's try to do 60 Quran khatams per Ramadan. And he said, I got the end of Ramadan, I got letters, 62, 63, 65, people done Quran khatams. No problem. And you know what? I could do it too. I'm lazy. I'm very lazy. Allah give. And I was thinking, okay, when I'm 50, 60, somebody send the chart of Ramadan, what month is going to come in? Like a long, you know, it's a round chart until, I think it was 50, 60 years right now. So then I was thinking, okay, when I'm 50 right now, I just turned 50. So by the time I'm 60, when I'm 60, the nights are going to be, you know, I was thinking right now it's coming April, then it's kind of March, February, and then I'm going to have the long nights. So then I'll do one Quran in the day, one at night. I want to do this. I read it, and I'm going to do it, inshallah. You should have intention. In my life, that's what I've done. I read and I do. 30 Quran khatams we do. All of us do. It's very easy. 33, 35. By the end of Ramadan, we'll finish 35 Quran khatams. Easy. This hafiz I'm talking to. Hafiz, oh, Hufaz-e-Kiram, I'm talking to you. For you, it's no problem. It's a piece of cake. All you have to do is read Quran. Your life is Quran. Understand? He said, okay, if you can't do that, 15 Quran khatams is nothing for a hafiz. 15. Okay, five. Khalil, five. Five Quran khatams for Ramadan. We laze around too much. And I started this when I was small. When I was 16, 17, 18, I started doing these things because I kept writing about the Kabir Mashaikh. When you read about them, you want to do. And that's good that somebody recorded or they put it in their diary and exposed into the world so we knew. I started this three para 10 times per day when I read, and I have it in my diary. I can show you my 1997 diary when I done etikaf in Masjid Taqwa for the whole month, right in this corner here. Whole month, nobody here. I didn't have all these friends either who would walk around behind me, do this, do that, do this. To all my khidmat. It was only Abdul Wahab, a person named Abdul Wahab in Arabat or Arafat from Sri Lanka, two brothers. Abdul Wahab, he's still here in Thorncliffe. It was just those two here. And nobody else here, 1997. And I checked my diary, 33 Quran khatams. Why? Because said, Hazrat Shaykhs, I even the photocopy from Tahdith bin Ni'mat of Maulana Mansur Nomani, a Shaykh. He writes Tahdith bin Ni'mat, the Ni'mat of Allah upon me, and he writes how I was in the company of Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakaria Kutub al-Aktab, and I asked how he does his Quran Khatam, and this was a unique where I've never read before. And how he said that, Hazrat Shaykh said, the three paras of Tarawih, I read it 10 times in the day. So by the end of Ramadan, 30 Quran khatams. I said, Subhanallah, this is what I'm going to have to do. Understand? So inshallah, one day, when I go in my grave, or somebody will do something, inshallah. So beloved friends, talking is very easy. Two things we were stressed to do, and two things we're supposed to ask for. Istighfar and La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. In the day, at least 500 tasbihats. Tasbihat means 100. This is a tasbih. So they say tasbihat, a plural of tasbih. One tasbih. This is one tasbih, 100. Five tasbih means 500. 500. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 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 And at least 500 is astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. And I teach you one salah. Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Nasai, Imam Ahmad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his salah, he used to read, Allahumma ghafirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawab ghafur. Allahumma ghafirli wa tub alay innaka anta tawab ghafur. It's also, Rabbik firli wa tub alay innaka anta tawab ghafur. And there's narration where the Sahabi says, I counted from Rasulullah's tongue, sitting in one gathering, reading, رَبِّكْ فِرْلِي وَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ تَوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ. But that was not in Salat. But this is in Salat. This is in Salat. If you read this Salat five times a day, when you read Salatul Ishraq, for example, you read Salatul Ishraq, Allah, I'm reading two rakat Salatul Ishraq, I just done wudu, so I'm reading wudu. I just came into the masjid, I'm reading Salatul Masjid. Then I taught you how to make 10, 15 niyats and whatever niyat. Well, I'm also reading that istighfar salah of the Zakaria taught us. And then when you go into ruku 10 times, when you come from ruku, sami Allah 10 times. Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabul ghafur. Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayhi. Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabul ghafur. We passed it around in a thing we should have actually printed. We passed it around in WhatsApp. A lot of people have it. Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayhi innaka tawwabul ghafur. This is a istighfar. This is a istighfar. You're asking Allah in the best way too. And what did Rasulullah SAW teach us? What is for Laylatul Qadr? What specific dua do we have for Laylatul Qadr? Do we know? Everybody knows. What is it? Ask any person who knows Arabic, what is it? Are you asking for a good car, good house, good health, good this, good that? What are you saying? Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Ya Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. It is also with kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, said, Ya Rasulullah, if I was to find myself in Laylatul Qadr, what zikr, what do I do? What did he say? He didn't say ask for this, ask for that. Yes, two things we're supposed to ask for and seek refuge from Jannat, and seeking refuge. That's the second portion of this last portion of the hadith, right? That do two things you can't do without, right? One is istighfar and one is la ilaha illallah, right? That you're going to do, right? You can't do without is asking for Jannah and seeking refuge from fire of hell. And two things to please your Lord is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and istighfar. So what did Rasulullah SAW teach us? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you're the pardoner, you're the forgiver, you love to forgive. Forgive me. You're asking for istighfar? Salatul tasbih every day in Ramadan. Or at least in the last 10 nights, every night. Have a timetable. And you can do everything. People don't have a timetable. They wake up anytime, they sleep anytime, they do everything anytime. The timetable. Time exactly. The person does. As soon as Zawal starts, read Salatul tasbih. 118, Salatul tasbih every day. Have a time. Wake up, don't wake up at 1:30 because Salat is at 1:50. Yeah, what's this, man? Oversleeping, you become sick. Inshallah, we can start the collection. Spend generously, brother. Rasulullah SAW was the most generous of mankind. And in Ramadan, he was more generous than any other month. And in the last 10 days, more generous than the first 20 days. This is a sunnah of Nabi Kareem SAW spent. And I teach in Tarawih time that, every day, put like $5, $10, $20. Every day, have a habit of spending. So, because like what you're going to do in Ramadan, that's going to happen throughout the year, inshallah. What you're going to do in Ramadan, it's going to have effect. And that's the way if you're connected to the Quran, in Quran and Ramadan have a connection. Shahr Ramadan al-Ladhi. All previous scriptures were revealed in the month of Ramadan. So get a connection. So this salah, You can read it like, so 10 times in ruku, Samiallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 times after Ramadan, then 10 times after Subhanahu Rabbil A'la, in first sajda, in between the two sajda, 10 times, and in the second sajda, 10 times after Subhanahu Rabbil A'la. So that's 50. In the second rakat, same, 50, 100. Say you forgot or you don't do it any time, then before you do salam, Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayya innaka tawwabul ghafur, Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayya innaka tawwabul ghafur, 100 times. But this counting is a little bit difficult, but 100 times, and then salam. Or say you do it in the four sajdas, in two rakats, four sajdas, 25, 25, 25 times, there. Because it doesn't say in the hadith where, like when I taught you salatul mukhtasar, brief salatul tasbih, that you're probably doing every day, is to read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 10 times only. It doesn't say in the hadith where, so I said before you do salam, you say subhanallah, 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 right? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, As-salamu alaykum. That's the brief salatul tasbih, the small salatul tasbih. That you should do for sure when 2-3 times in the day with maybe the du'a istighfar. But if you do this, you know, before it said that we had to do 300 tasbihs of istighfar morning and evening. It was very, very hard for many, many people who are connected in, you know, they have the ma'mulat kitab. But if a person put this into his life that 2 times or 3 times in a day, he read this 2 rakats with istighfar 100 times, automatically he's done 100 times istighfar, 300 times istighfar. 300 times istighfar automatically. And it's very easy. It takes 5 minutes extra, everything. Everything is just a couple of minutes extra, an abundance of reward. We will realize this when we go in our grave, when we meet Allah, we will realize. If I say 5 minutes you wait here, you will, each person staying 5 minutes more here will get $100 cash. Every person will be waiting 5 minutes here. And dunya is nothing compared to the akhirah. Such rewards we cannot imagine. So just that's the way we have to think. Allah enable us to. We can start, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to spend these days. So do much istighfar, do much la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ask for Jannah, seek refuge from the fire of hell. Allah minna nasalaka ridhaka wal Jannah. And du'as are accepted in Ramadan when you're fasting, breaking your fast. At the time of tahajjud, between adhan and iqamah, du'a accepted. After salat, du'a is accepted. Make du'a. And make du'a for all makhluk, all creation. Allah bring good decisions down. For all our brothers and sisters in humanity. For all creation, for the animals, for everyone. The pollution that we've created through our sins and through our a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to repent, cry, and bring good decisions for all. And for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam special, Allahumma ghfir, Allahumma arham, Allahumma tajawaz, Allahumma afi, ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep making these du'as. When you care for the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tawajjuhat will be with you. His focus, he's sleeping in his grave right now, but get Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tawajjuhat. Today we know, we haven't become the favorite of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our kabir, many. By every Ramadan, the i'tikaf in Medina Munawwara, somebody would come with a dream that Rasulullah ﷺ came. So one night, one day, when the last day, 30th of Ramadan Mubarak or 29th in Medina Munawwara, we're sitting there, and Shaykh was saying, nobody saw a dream of Rasulullah ﷺ this Ramadan. It's so sad. So somebody came and he said, you know what? Yesterday I saw the dream of Rasulullah. He just came when Shaykh was saying that, he came on the Dastarkhan. He said, I saw that Rasulullah came onto this Dastarkhan of Darulum Bari in Medina Munawwara when we used to do itikaf with our Shaykh, and Rasulullah partaking the food with the students and the teachers of Darulum Bari and Shaykh. This is the acceptance that people had. Manzuri Nadhar, become favorite of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read abundance of salawat. So I said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read. So the Durood Sharif you will be reading to Allah. Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.